from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
It is 29 to 12. It's time to travel. Megan Singleton, hello.
Good morning, Andrew, all the way from Singapore.
How do you say good morning in Singapore?
Good morning. English is their first language.
I noticed that when I phoned your hotel. They were very good. They answered the phone in English as well. I mean, yes, English is it, isn't it?
English is their first language with Mandarin next for the large Chinese population. But this is what I learned just yesterday on my tour. So great question. Thank you for asking.
It's a pleasure. Okay, so you flew out of Christchurch.
Yes, so Singapore Airlines have actually been flying directly out of Christchurch for 28 years. So I didn't realise this. But anyway, just this week they've put on a new retrofitted 777 plane. So they invited a few media to come along just to have a little look. And yes, I got to turn left and sit in the pointy end. So that was very exciting. And it was about a 9.5 hour flight from Christchurch here to Singapore. And very nice it was too, I might add, with Singapore Sling on board.
And of course they're spending $80 million. They're trying to get a Singaporeans tourists into the South Island as well. So that's a good venture for New Zealand.
It's a great thing, and they consider this a significant investment into the South Island, and I would think that we would consider that too. We even had a cake that was shaped like a business class pillow that was cut for everybody and red carpet, and they really made quite a fanfare of it. So so it's great for the South Island and even the lower North Island people who want to head up to Asia.
Mm. Now, you're staying on Orchard Road, the famous Orchard Road.
It is amazing. Last time I came here, I stayed down by the marina, sort of by the flyer and everything. I didn't come to Orchard Road. I'm actually on a self-imposed shopping ban, so being on Orchard Road is a little bit difficult for me. However, for everybody else, it's absolutely perfect. Next door to me is Topshop, and then Topman, and H&M, and I'm right in the middle of it all, and it is just continuing to be built, and new shops are opening, and all the sort of high-end department stores, plus your main high street shops as well, which is really cool.
It is cool. Yeah. So what are you going to do in Singapore?
Right, so yesterday we went over to Sentosa Island, and I hadn't been out there for years, but that is now really developed with a huge sort of theme parks, and they've got a Universal Studios out there. But we went to the aquarium, and that's fantastic. And so if you've got kids, if you're here with a family, that is well worth a visit with everything that swims. Then we went round to Sentosa Cove for lunch, which is where you kind of want to go in the evenings. I think it was a bit quiet at lunchtime, but restaurants spill out around the marina, and apartments are all there where all the wealthy sets live. Did you know that you can't be a foreigner and own a piece of property in Singapore, or own a house in Singapore at least, on their own land, but you can out there at Sentosa Cove. Oh. So there you go.
Now, what people forget, of course, is the influence of the Arabs in that corner of Southeast Asia as well. There is an Arab district in Singapore.
Yeah, and Singapore Tourism, because they're sort of facilitating this trip, so they're showing us things that they want us to start, telling other people about. So they decided that we should go and have a look at an area called Kampong Glam, which is actually named after a type of tree that used to grow down there. So this is the Arab district, and there's a huge mosque, and it was sort of the seat of Malay power when Singapore was first sort of created, and there's a royal palace here. But it's really cute. You walk down this very, very narrow street, and wooden two-story shops selling fabric and clothing and randomly bicycles. but it's wide enough to fit just a car, and every now and again you have to leap up onto the footpath because a truck's coming through to drop some supplies off. But it's colourful and gorgeous, and it's such an amazing juxtaposition when I took a photo of just this funny old street with wooden buildings that are built pre-war, and then the skyscrapers right just at the back of it, right behind them. It's just incredible. Yeah, I loved that view.
Yeah, and Singapore is Singapore is really amazing. You know, you've got that Marina Bay, Marina Sands Hotel, isn't it? And you've got the Formula One course that gets all lit up at night. So there's very modern parts, but you can also find really traditional parts as well. And there's still street food there.
And there's fantastic street food. So last night we went to Boon Tat street, and that is basically called Satay Club. So if you're a satay fan, this is where you want to come to. 60 cents a skewer. Our little group managed to get through about 20 skewers each, and a jug of Tiger beer, and the five of us were out of there in under $60.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic night. And the other thing about Singapore, too, is it's very small. It's only 25 kilometres high by 50 kilometres wide.
Mm.
And 25% of the land here is reclaimed, and they're still working on it.
Mm.
So this is a city that is 2% unemployment. Everyone has jobs. The IT sector is just going gangbusters. Construction's going so great over here. So, you know, we could learn a thing or two, I think, if we got our internet sorted and got ourselves some great IT work coming in New Zealand. It would be good.
And if we ended up being a benign dictatorship like they have, you know, and of course the rule of me, we would be a great country. What are you doing for the rest of today?
Well, today I'm off on a river safari organised thingamy fluting. I'm not exactly sure. So by the end of that, I'll have written a blog and I'll tell you all about it.
Great.
But I'm going to see things in the water. Yeah.
Megan Singleton live from Singapore, and you can read more about this on bloggeratlarge.com. Thanks. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.